Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. Among the new reviews from the Cochrane Public Health Group in February 2013, Hilary Thompson from the Medical Research Council, Social and Public Health Sciences Unit in Glasgow, Scotland, working with a team of colleagues, have looked at the research into effects of housing improvements.
It's well established that poor housing is linked to poor health, and we wanted to see whether housing improvement might lead to health improvement. We systematically reviewed both quantitative and qualitative studies which had assessed the health impacts of housing improvement. We found 39 studies from around the world dating back as far as 1936 and grouped them into broad intervention categories. We also kept the studies from low and middle income countries and studies of slum improvement before 1960 separate. But the diversity, small number and poor quality of these studies limited their contribution to the overall findings of the review. The greatest volume and best quality evidence were of warmth and energy efficiency improvements. Our narrative synthesis of the better quality randomised trials and other controlled studies suggests that these interventions can lead to better health, but the potential for health impacts depends on the baseline housing condition and health status of residents. Two well-conducted randomised trials from New Zealand reported improvements in all the general health and respiratory health measures assessed, and most of these improvements were statistically significant. These two studies targeted cold households in which at least one member had a diagnosed respiratory condition. This contrasts with the studies from the UK, where the health impacts following warmth improvements were less clear. The British studies were delivered to households regardless of health status. Additional data on socioeconomic impacts associated with housing improvement suggest that improvements in warmth and energy efficiency can lead to increased usable space in the house, as well as warmer homes at a more affordable cost. Some residents link these changes to improved family relationships, as well as increased opportunities for privacy, study and offering hospitality. Another group of studies assessed housing refurbishment and housing-led neighbourhood renewal in the UK. Most of these interventions were delivered across whole areas rather than targeting individual need. There was little evidence suggesting that these programmes led to either positive or negative changes in health outcomes. In summary, housing improvements can lead to health improvement, but the potential for benefit depends on the health state of the occupants at the time that the intervention is introduced. There are several possible explanations for the lack of clear health impacts in many of the studies from the UK. It should be remembered that housing improvement is not justified solely on the grounds of the potential to improve health, and it may be that the benefits of housing improvement take longer to become apparent than the relatively short time period of an evaluation.
This review and others from the Cochrane Public Health Group, examining social and community interventions that might improve health, are available from thecochranelibrary.com.